Speaking about return on investment, we are so upside down with Mayor LaToya Cantrell. I don't know that the bad state of this, that even a lemon law would address this. And I'm trying to think of what law is beyond the lemon law. This is horrible. I mean, she does not care. It gets worse. It's all about her. She's going to flex her muscle. She's going to show the council. She's going to show Sidney Torres. She's going to show the FQMD. She's going to show the business community. She's going to show everybody that she is the mayor. So she issues an emergency, declares an emergency, and then utilizes emergency power in the declaration of the emergency in an effort to install, you got it, Henry Consulting as the trash contractor in the French Quarter, right? Now, there are terms and conditions upon which you can declare an emergency. And anybody worth their weight and salt who would have looked at this set of circumstances, I think, would have said to the mayor, you're on tenuous ground at best, and I don't think you can win this. Now, that would be a broad assumption that this gets before a judge that actually understands the law, because we've seen a series of these rulings that are coming down that they don't even want to hear. You know, when you have an adversarial system that there's two sides of a story, they listen to one side. I like that side. Injunction. You know, it's kind of what's happening right now. And you don't get to present your evidence. And it's being done on the federal side as well. So much so the U.S. Supreme Court has had to slap back on the authority of some of the district judges for doing the same thing. I like that side. Injunction. Great. Perfect. So you don't create the emergency by eliminating a contract that exists prior to the declaration of the emergency. So what this brilliant mayor did, a summa cum laude, a magna cum laude, an individual that thinks on planes that no one else can understand the rationale or the reason, because this is so complex thinking that it's really above the understanding of any human being. Now, granted, there may be an AI robot out there that might be able to grab this line of thinking being articulated by the mayor, who has been primed for this, right? I mean, stack up all of the teaching opportunities that she has attended around the world, both on land and in the metaphysical. No one in leadership in the city of New Orleans has the breadth and depth of the training that this leader, LaToya Cantrell, has on procurement, public bid law, climate change, hurricanes. She's got it all. Garbage contracts, the whole nine yards. So she's got a theory that she's able to do this. We just don't have the capacity to understand how we get there. Because the interesting thing is that you have an operational contract right now that takes you to the end of the year that's being performed by an individual who you're trying to push out. And by pushing that out, person out, that's how you create the emergency. So you cancel someone else's ability to deliver on services that have already been procured, and you think that you could utilize that as a pretense to declare an emergency and go out and hire the person you want. Now, there might be an upside here. I mean, maybe we need to do a little bit more research where we could cancel Mayor LaToya Cantrell, declare an emergency that we don't have a mayor, we don't have a leader, we don't have someone with metaphysical capabilities, we don't have someone with convention infused experience on so many different issues that are faced by city government around the world. And she's gone. We can just get rid of her. Then we have to go find that person. Could be interesting. Just having a little fun here, folks, because this is embarrassing. I don't know how else to put it. You know, somebody took the mayor's marble, and she's kicking and screaming, and she's going to show everybody that she's going to win this. And in 100-something days, people are going to say, that was the most idiotic move ever. Why would she engage in that? Where, you know, she couldn't go wrong by just letting the thing play itself out in the courts with Sidney Torres exercising the rights under that contract he had, and instead of wasting everybody else's time. Makes no sense at all. Unless you got some kind of favored son status or whatever it may be with Troy Henry. But, you know, the best course of action is to just let this roll. So the council is going to have to go through a bunch of machinations today to beat back this individual move by the mayor. She's created the emergency, and now she wants to provide the solution to it. It doesn't work that way. Emergencies are declared when other people cause the emergencies to happen. Like, you know, typically that would be Mother Nature. And you might have missed that class. But Mother Nature creates a lot of different things that would compel one to call upon an emergency. You might want to go back and read the paperwork on that. That Mother Nature's a big, strong influence on doing that, and it may have been the legislative intent, just maybe, that addressing issues of Mother Nature is why we are and why we find ourselves there. I don't know. But I will tell you this. This has been every day this week, another new revelation. How many of you are going to be tired if we continue down this track for the remaining 100-plus days of this administration where we're playing these silly games with this mayor? I mean, it's going to be a joke. Who is going to want to work for the city? There's a part of me that believes that she wants to screw this up so bad that it's going to take the next mayor 3 years just to figure out where all the problems are and in trying to remediate it. And I guess she feels like that would pretty much match her legacy. Nobody has any confidence that she's done very much right at all. So why not just go with it? Go with it and, you know, let's see how much time we can consume with the next administration and trying to remedy the rights of this. It, you know, makes no sense. Still fighting over garbage pickup. And we know we have a vendor that has done a stellar job. The neighbors want it. The business owners want it. Some elected officials want it. You know, and it's like, so why would this not be easy? And it's not like a new player to the game. He's been around, been doing it for a long time. And in every occasion that he had an opportunity to serve in that capacity, guess what? Everybody thought he did a great job. Now, I was in this business 40 years. There were not many vendors that were ever talked about in that way, ever revered in that way. Can't think of one. Maybe the mayor wasn't aware of that. You got to hold the one that's doing something and work for you that it hasn't happened anyplace else. And then again, maybe that's why you don't want him. He's doing too good a job. And therefore, they wouldn't be talking about you as much. They would be talking about him. That's when the narcissistic leader comes in, right? And does anybody have any doubt that that's the case here? You know, the moment she went to the podium and said, the reason that I'm getting crucified is I'm black and I'm a female, she was going down the, oh, woe is me, narcissistic trail, right? Because it couldn't have been there was anything that I did that was wrong, anything that I did where I rubbed the constituency the wrong way, any hire that I made that just didn't smell right, none of that. It couldn't have been any of that. It has to be that I'm a black female. Interestingly, a lot of the folks that are criticizing are black females and black males. I don't know how she squares that up. Probably with the same line of reasoning of creating an emergency, where it's a fiction, it's a legal fiction. But we'll continue to follow this, and I'm sure it's going to be something tomorrow, and I'm sure it'll be something else on Monday. But we shall see. We'll be right back.